Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 18th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and our purpose today and every day is to seek to encourage you and to fulfill the Lord's command in the Bible that we are to encourage one another daily. Today's message is titled, Don't Look Back. And two scripture portions are used from Luke 17, verse 32, and Luke 9, verse 23.
Remember Lot's wife. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
Last night we went to a banquet sponsored by the Associates for Biblical Research, whose mission is to, quote, demonstrate the historical reliability of the Bible through archaeological research and related investigation, end quote. One of the speakers told of the research concerning the location of Sodom and Gomorrah and the overwhelming archaeological evidence of a cataclysmic event just as the Bible describes. He mentioned that bodies had even been found. I assume he meant skeletal remains. Wouldn't it be interesting, though, if in time human-shaped pillar of salt is found?
Lot and his family were told to flee prior to the destruction and clearly instructed not to look back. But Lot's wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. Jesus used this as an illustration of discipleship, and the words to a song many of us know comes to mind. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
A popular expression spoken often is, I'm keeping my options open. Now, such a sentiment may be commendable in many areas of life that require flexibility. What a tragic shame to see it extended to the eternal spirit. So many fail to demonstrate long-term commitment to Jesus Christ and his cause. Instead, they have an attitude of, what's in it for me? I recall early in my ministry sharing the gospel with a man and challenging him to commit his life to Christ. He expressed, well, I guess it wouldn't hurt to try it out. I'll give it a few weeks and see if my life gets any better. I don't recall whatever became of him, but I know we just don't try Christ. We trust him daily for the long haul.
He calls us to a lifelong commitment that will, of course, extend into eternity. Lot's wife, in direct disobedience to a non-negotiable command, looked back upon burning Sodom. Jesus uses this historical story to illustrate his call that we not look back with longing for the sinful life we previously lived.
I desire, and I'm sure I speak for Brooksine as well, to have a deep, abiding faith that bears much fruit. In great part, this will happen as I acknowledge that some choices are clearly not an option in this Christian marathon. I want to respond to the straightforward words Jesus expressed to his first disciples, and like millions before me, I too want to take up my cross daily and follow him.
Let's pray together. Father, I separate myself from the distracting desires and destructive deeds that pull me into the world where Satan rules with his power of darkness. In denying myself of former earthbound pleasures, I find lasting satisfaction that will guide me all the days of my life and usher me into the eternal kingdom of heaven. There is absolutely nothing of worth here on earth that equals the gift of salvation through the sacrifice of your Son. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us this morning for our podcast, or I say this morning because that's when we are preparing it, Friday morning, about 11 o'clock Eastern Time. We know it will be read throughout the day and into the coming days as well. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We have a number of additional resources up on the site today and a couple of additional notes that I won't read into the podcast, as well as some pictures that we've taken. and some suggested music as well, that we like to give the site a full orb effect. But main theme we want to leave you with today is, again, don't look back, but stay faithful daily to the cause of Jesus Christ.